Welcome back, friends. It's the new year and you might have made a resolution that you need to eat healthier and you need to stop spending so much money on takeout. But where in the world do you even start? Now, I know when it comes to meal planning and cooking, it can feel overwhelming. Now, I used to hate meal prepping. Believe it or not, I used to hate meal prepping. Here I am many years later teaching many women around the world how to make meal prepping doable. That doesn't mean that you need to have the same boring chicken, broccoli and rice every single day. Now, if you're trying to feed a family, oh my goodness, that just intensifies the stress even more. So here's what I want you to do. Head over to the website, vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/recipes. vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/recipes. Why do I want you to do that? If you're somebody who I have just described, it feels like I've just read your mail and you're like, oh my goodness, Verona, are you in my head? You have just read my mail. Then this is exactly who I've made this for. Now, I have made this quick and easy recipes in 30 minutes or less because I know the struggle can be real. And I created this guide, 7 quick, super simple meals, because I don't want to overwhelm you by giving you 50 meals and you don't even know where to start. So I've given you 7 quick meals and I've also included a kid-friendly recipe pack as well, because we know if you have children, I don't like it, often comes to play and they just want Chick-fil-A. Oh, look what I did there. They want all of the things that they love. And it's just too much headache for you to do it. So I'm taking the hassle out of it for you so you don't have to struggle with what's for dinner again and they're having Dino Nuggets 3 times in a week. This is where I've included meals that take 30 minutes or less and I've tested each and every one of them. There are some steps in there that tell you how to make this, all meals that we've heard of before. If you head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/recipes, you can go on and download it right there. But for now, we're going to get into today's episode. If you're ready for today's episode, stop the what's for dinner woes. How to cook effortlessly, I can't say that word. Stop the what's for dinner woes. How to cook effortlessly this January. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Hey friends, if you're brand new here, my name is Verona and I'm the host of the Lose Weight with Meal Planning podcast, and I help small business owners and entrepreneurs make sense when it comes to meal prep so that you don't have to be spending $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $1,000 or more on groceries and takeout per month. And you might even be a family of 3, 4, 5, or it might just be you, but I'm helping you make a meal plan that makes sense for you and I help you do it in a way that you actually like. If you don't like broccoli, we don't include it in the shopping list and we definitely don't include it in your dinner. Now, as I mentioned in the intro that I have been there, I used to hate meal prep. I used to think meal prep was these gym bros or the gym babes, and all they used to do was show me the same meals 7 days in a row. Now, personally, I don't like chicken, rice and broccoli. I don't like chicken that's dry. I don't like broccoli and I don't like tuna. However, I discovered a new way of doing the things that I don't like. If I need some protein, tuna is a quick, healthy source of protein that I can run to. But it's not every day that I like tuna. Now, growing up, I used to have chicken and rice every single day. I also used to have tuna and rice every single day. They were what I call the struggle meals. And so when it came to eating out and takeout, I never had those foods before. So when I found the Big Yellow Arches or the Big Yellow M, oh my goodness, say what now? It was amazing. I'd never had those foods before. So obviously when I tasted it, oh my goodness, there was a party going on inside of my taste buds. We like this. And so the more that I could afford to get it, the more that I got it. And back then, I'm talking about 15 years ago, you used to have a Happy Meal for $1.99. Now I think it's $3.49 and it keeps going up, but the food is less and less. I mean, come on. The kids seem to be hungry an hour after they eat it. Let's not even get started on the adult meals because they are ridiculously priced. We don't have supersize over here in the UK. Times the meals that we get are not satisfying. So that's why we have to get the supersize and then you get some nuggets on top of it. But I have been there. When I tell you I didn't like meal prep, trying to come up with new ideas every night made no sense. It made no sense because it was hard work. And then all that would happen would be my go-to menu, which I knew was the easiest thing, would go to order pizza or the big yellow M or go into the drive-thru because I didn't know what else to make. Now, it's not like I didn't have anything to make. And let's not even talk about me. It might be you. It's not even like you don't have food to make. You can open up the fridge and you can see eggs and spinach. And you might be like, wait, what in the world am I going to do with eggs and spinach? But the thing is, because you're so caught up in the, I can't do this, it's so hard, I don't have time, you don't see that there's mushrooms, there's tomatoes, there's onions, whether you're using green onion, spring onion, or onions. There's a whole heap of ingredients that are just behind the eggs and the spinach that you haven't seen. All you've got to see is eggs and spinach and you're like, oh my goodness, I can't do this. And then you go back to your fallback habit. We've all done it. I've done it. But you can actually make an omelette, get the children involved in the chopping process, if it's age appropriate, of course, and then get them involved. You know how quick it takes to make an omelette. It doesn't matter whether you can do a perfect omelette and perfectly flip it up and then it breaks by your... I'm not asking you to do that. I'm not judging your omelette skills or your omelette flipping skills. I'm talking about eating fast food meals. Eating quick and healthy meals that you have with the ingredients that you have so that you're not spending ridiculous amounts on takeout. Now, recently, I did a survey on the website, and in fact, I will include it here, but it was astounding. The results were really, really good, if I do say so myself, but the results were really good. And don't worry, if you're listening to be like, well, where's the thing here? Don't worry, you're going to get your goods. I'm going to deliver, I always do here. But the results that I found were actually really interesting. Now, one of the questions you will see, the first question is, when it comes to meal prep, what's your biggest struggle? Now, I like to give a few questions and then I leave space for you to fill in your answers. Now, 39% of you said, I don't know what to make or where to start. Now, a few of you said, I'm simply not in the habit. I know what to do and I know how, but are you actually doing it? That leaves me the question, but are you actually doing it? And then 28% of you said finding the time is the thing that struggled. So the most common answers were, I don't know what to meal prep, I don't know what to make or where to start, and then finding the time is the three of the biggest challenges for you when it comes to meal prep. My question is why have you not taken the action for you and I to have a conversation? Your meal prep audit is where you and I will work through how you can find the time to do this. You don't know what to do or where to start. I literally have just given you a recipe that you can make that's quick and easy. Now, if you don't like eggs, that's where we can have a conversation. But if you're somebody who fits into this and you don't know what to do, then I'm challenging you this January or this year, whatever, this week, head over to the website, vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/schedule to book your meal prep audit. And you might be like, whoa, I've only just got here to, get to know you a little bit. Now, if you've been here for a while, then we don't need no introductions. Now we've been in the quote unquote dating stage. Now you're ready to commit. You need to go and book your meal prep audit. Okay. Anyhow, but I was just astounded. There's other things in here, but I'm not going to go on too long. Now, if you're somebody who wants to take part in this, you can absolutely go on the website. The link is in the show notes below and it's all anonymous. I don't get your names, I don't get your emails, but the responses are really good. And the reason why I'm doing this is so I can create something to help you. Now, there's another question. How often do you find yourself going for takeout because of your busy schedule? What's your usual quick go-to meal? 28% of you said once a week, but it's interesting because the next question is, how much do you typically spend a month on takeout? Now, there's a lot of people who have said, I don't eat takeout, but almost half of you are easily spending $300 a month on takeout. And then your grocery budget is on top of that. Now, it's interesting to show, I'm a geek for data. I'm a geek for all of these things. But what this helps me do is to actually help me to say, what is your biggest problem? Here's a solution for me to solve it. And then put it out there. It will be on the website. And then you choose whether you want to solve this problem or not with me helping you solve it. And that's basically what meal prep is about. Meal prep is about, you've got a problem, you decide how much you want to change this problem. Do you want to stay stuck in a problem? Or do you want to continue buying convenience food? But if that was the only thing that solved the problem, you wouldn't be overweight. I wouldn't have been overweight. I wouldn't be wasting money on groceries and then takeout. But this year, I want to challenge you to resolve to stop winging your dinners and your lunches. I'm going to explore a few easy meal planning tips that you can get the confidence in the kitchen, save time and money, and stick to eating healthy for yourself and your family. Now, the problem that I've kind of touched on is that cooking for a family can be exhausting. And if you don't have a family that you're cooking for, sometimes cooking for yourself can be just as exhausting. But as a parent and a small business owner and an entrepreneur, you're pulled in a gazillion different directions between work, kids, clients, content, life's endless to-do list, and finding time to cook for yourself and your family every single night can seem impossible. But let's face it, cooking takes time generally. It takes time, it takes mental energy because you have to think, what am I going to have? Now, after a long day, whether your day's been successful with clients or it's been dreadful with clients, it's tempting to order takeout or even heat up a frozen pizza. We've all done that. But the truth is, this gets expensive. It isn't always healthy and can lead you feeling like you're guilty and you're just slap dashing when it comes to your children's dinner. And you feel like you're failing them and you're failing yourself for being a parent. Now, I know that when it comes to deciding what to make every night, it takes creativity. It takes creativity. It takes consciousness. You have to really be committed. You see, you like that alliteration that I did there. Coming up with something new the whole family will enjoy is definitely a challenge. You find yourself doing the same thing, relying on the same boring rotation of meals. And that, for me, was one of the biggest reasons why I didn't like meal prep. Even if I went to Pinterest and I downloaded all of the pretty recipes with every intention of the world, yeah, I'm really going to make that. I go out and I do one step. I get the recipe. Then I go out and I buy the ingredients. Then I unpack the ingredients at home. Unpacking the ingredients when you come from shopping is a task in itself. And you're expected to cook at the end of that day? No. No, even I struggled with that. And then I was the picky eater myself that I struggled to feed. It was long. It was so long. If you're in that stage now, then we've got something in common there. I was there. And in actual fact, I wrote a cookbook. I'm telling you, somebody who hated meal prep, I actually wrote a cookbook. And this isn't to boast. This isn't to boast. This isn't to, oh, hey, look at me. And this is none of that. It's, what is it about meal prep? What are the easy steps that you can follow? What are the easy steps that you can take? And I'll show you, this is how you do it. And I packaged that into a book to help you, because I can't coach everybody. Not everybody's going to coach with me. And that's fine. But I wanted to create something else that you could have readily available, that you could have at your hands, and then choose to have a balance of this and then something else if you decide to do so. Why does this even matter? Why does all of what I said have any bearing for you? Now, when it comes to cooking and enjoying more home-cooked meals, it is important, but it often gets overlooked in our busy, modern, everyday microwave lives. Now, what do I mean by microwave lives? Well, ping society, you just want it done and you want it done now. But when it comes to home cooking, you've got so many benefits. Those takeaways that we love, the packaged meals and eating out, simply cannot match when it comes to home-cooked meals. Home-cooked meals allows you to control exactly what goes into your food. And I've actually bought almond milk and I bought a juicer. I bought the Nama J2 juicer and oh my goodness, I made some nut milk in it for the first time. And I'm like, oh, hi, this tastes so, so amazing. But the almond milk that I get has zero emulsifiers, zero xanthan gums, none of those things or ingredients that we can't pronounce. We wouldn't know where to pick up in the store. And the reason why they've got xanthan gums, I understand it, is because they extend the shelf life. Now, I cannot get my head around how milk can last for a whole year in a carton. I don't get how that works. It shouldn't. Milk should not last that long. There is an effect on our bodies that these ultra processed foods have. So now they're actually finding out what's happening in our bodies. And with the xanthan gums, they don't know what the outcome is on our bodies. So they're now starting to look at, well, if you can't pronounce them and you wouldn't normally find them in your kitchen, should you be having them in your body? So when you're, I'm not saying it to anybody to go and create their own milks, but I am saying when you're home cooking, this allows you to control exactly what goes into your food. Now, if you're somebody in your 40s or even in your 30s, whatever age you're at, it should start to get to this place where you're now about health, which was also another question that I asked on the survey. I only asked about 5 or 6 questions and the rest people have added their own things in it. But most of you have said you want family health and you want better health. Hear me here, every food goes through a form of processing. I'm talking about the foods that have the extra additives that we junk foods, basically. Yes, you can have them, but if those things had excessive sodium, excessive fats, excessive preservatives found in there and in the convenience foods, and if they cause you untold amount of gut issues and body issues, why do you still want them in your diet? It's like a partner or like a friend constantly berating you, constantly does things to you or says things about you that aren't good for you. But why do you want them continually in your life? You don't. You'll get to a point where you don't want them in your life. You'll get to a point where you understand, wait, no, this person, when I'm around them, they don't bring out the best in me. So you start to do and prepare to have a life without them. It's the same thing when it comes to food. If these things have plagued yourself and your body for a number of years, and I'm speaking to myself too, why do you still want them in your body? That's a whole nother story for a whole nother episode and a whole nother day. But meal planning, when it comes to cooking and enjoying home food, it matters because healthy eating, it allows you to control exactly what goes into your food. It also, if you've got a family, it helps you to build stronger family bonds. Cooking and eating together provides needed family time and promote bonding. Now, I'm not going to talk about the family dynamics if you have a toxic dynamic in your family, because there's families that do have an element that it isn't the 2.0 family that we see on TV or TV shows. I don't pretend that that doesn't exist. And I do encourage you, if that is you, to seek some family support in your neighborhood that supports your specific family thing that's going through, because I don't take that lightly. I do know that. But in general, cooking and eating together does provide family needed time. And Maslow's hierarchy, if you guys didn't know, I am quite knowledgeable when it comes to my nutrition and working with children, family, and children, parents and their families. So I just don't always say it. I don't shout it from the rooftops because there isn't a need to do that. Oh, hey, do you know this about me? But as I was searching through my CBT, cognitive behavior therapy, and way back when I got my qualification to work with children and young people, Maslow's hierarchy is the basic people's needs, and it's made up of five: self-actualization, esteem, love and belonging, safety needs, physiological needs. And that basically has been around for a number of years. Maslow 1954 foundation that everybody needs these things in order to survive and to thrive and to live healthily. Now, I'm not going to go into the psychology of it, but that's basically where this comes from. Let's not forget that it saves you coin. When you eat your food that you've cooked in your home, it's much cheaper than getting takeout. It's much cheaper than getting fast food or eating out at restaurants. Now, there could be, I remember having a conversation with a mentor, £150, because we're in the UK, £150 for a family of four, three strong, growing lads, well, for the husband and then the wife, £150 for a family of four to eat out at a restaurant plus. And that is crazy. Imagine you doing that three nights a week. That's easily 150 times three every week. And then you've got groceries as well. So if you're doing meal prepping and you're knowing and you're understanding, you want to save money, that's your goal, because you're spending way too much money on convenience foods, including junk food and including the snacks that you get with your groceries, it's time to save some money. But aside from all of those things, when you cook tasty homemade meals and you've got your children saying to you, can we have that again? Can we have more of that? You get the pride and you get the satisfaction of giving yourself and your loved ones a job well done. You've seen the smile on their faces. So they've come out from their phones or their screens and now they're engaging in conversation and communication on the table rather than, can you pass me the salt or can you pass me the milk? And that's the only conversation you ever get on the table until dinner's done and they just push the dishes in the sink and you, the little old maid that's had to stand and have your busy day, you have to slave and cook the food. Nobody says thank you. Nobody says grace. Nobody says thank you for this food and giving us the facilities to be able to eat it. And then they put the food in the dishes in the sink, but you become the dishwasher and the maid and the cook and everything else. And so that takes time. It's no wonder you don't like doing those things. But giving yourself an idea and giving yourself a plan, if you haven't listened to the episode where I've talked about how you can plan for the whole 12 months with meal planning, I encourage you to do that. And if you're somebody who's like, well, this is great, Verona, but I need you to walk through it with me, then this is what the CEO's Diet is for. TheCEO'sDiet.com, TheCEO'sDiet.com is the solution to your struggle when it comes to meal prep, which is why I'm walking you through it and I do it for you. I can't come to your house and cook it for you, but I take the stress in the hassle of what do you cook? What do I eat? What ingredient goes where? What's this? Why that? Why not this? I do all of that for you, and then I teach you how to do it. The reality is, though, that most people struggle to plan, shop, and cook healthy meals consistently because it just seems so overwhelming and time-consuming. But what if there was an easier way? A way that you could take out the guesswork of meal planning, simplify your grocery trips, and not make them a painstaking trip every time you go, especially if you go multiple times in a week. What if there was a way that you could streamline cooking healthy dinners that weren't just chicken, broccoli and rice that tasted horrible? What if you could still eat your favorite foods and still have, when I say favorite foods, I mean healthy cooked meals, foods that you actually like and you enjoy, without becoming a short order cook, making multiple meals to please everybody? This is where it does get good, because there is a better way, a way that leads to less stress, more savings, you're happier and you have a healthier you and you have a healthy family around the dinner table. And it starts with having a guide, step by step, that is customized to you. A customized meal plan to you, to your family, to your day, to your evenings. So if you're somebody who's fed up of wasting money on takeout and you want to learn to meal prep better, there is a better way. And the better way is not going to happen overnight. It takes commitment and it takes patience to form new habits. But with the right plan and the right support in place, it's possible for you to cook healthy dinners that your family enjoys without becoming a full-time chef or breaking the bank, because it can feel like that sometimes. And if you're tired of takeout tantrums and thinking so hard about what to eat, I'm encouraging you here today. There is hope that you can do different types of meal planning. You can cook in batches. You can focus on ingredients. You can have a meal plan. You can have the same meal plan if that works for you. There's lots of different ways and options that you can do it. You can get kid-friendly meals, one-pot meals. You can have freezer favorites, fridge favorites. You can get the children involved, making meals fun. When it comes to grocery shopping, if you don't have a plan, forget about it. You might as well decide this is a free-for-all. Everybody can put anything that they want in the cart, because without a plan, we fail. With that saying, plan to fail, fail to plan, it is very true. And planning is everything when it comes to meal planning. Hence, it's in the name. It's literally in the name. When it comes to meal planning, you do have to have a plan when it comes to groceries, when it comes to what you want to eat. But if you're busy to do that for yourself, then this is where I'm here to help you. But in today's episode, we explored how meal planning can make life easier and saves time and money. Cooking all your meals at home may seem daunting, but with a few simple strategies, it can easily become a second nature. We also discussed how meal planning ahead of time actually helps you reduce the daily decision fatigue of what's for dinner. By you prepping your recipes in advance, you already know exactly what you'll be making for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the whole week. So now this takes away the staring blankly at the fridge, wondering what you're going to do with the eggs and the spinach, but you're forgetting there's loads of food hidden behind that you can absolutely put into the omelet and make a tasty dinner and be full and be satisfied. When you have a plan, it makes grocery shopping a breeze. If you found these tips helpful, but you're still struggling with where to start, you want to start with a small step. That's where you go to create the meal planning guide available with this, which shows you step by step how to build these customized recipes for you and your family. VANutritioncoaching.co.uk/recipes is where you can download it now and start cooking effortlessly. See, that word is such a struggle for me. Don't forget to tag me in Instagram if you're on Instagram at Lose Weight with Verona. And I changed the name, and that was the first name that I could come to right now. And I think Lose Weight with Meal Planning was taken. So Lose Weight with Verona will do over on Instagram. And tag me in your stories. Let me know what you've done. The grilled cheese tomato salad with a twist. Let me know. The grilled cheese tomato soup with salad. Let me know. And the kids' recipes, I want to see that. You don't have to show your children, but you can just show me the recipes. And I would love to know how it's working for you. VANutritioncoaching.co.uk/recipes. I'm my friends and Verona. I'm a qualified nutrition, mindset and meal prep coach working with busy small business owners and entrepreneurs who understand the daily struggles of getting healthy meals on the table. Like I mentioned today, I used to spend way too much time and money on takeout and processed foods, and as a result, I spent almost 2 decades of my life struggling with untold gut issues. How many health tests did I do at the hospital and hospital tests and visits, and they told me there's nothing wrong with you. Yet I was the one with all of the symptoms and the pain. That will change when I implemented a few simple meal planning strategies. Now this is where I help other parents, professionals and entrepreneurs take the stress out of dinner. Through your own customized meal plan, grocery trips that are so easy, family-friendly recipes, and I empower you to take control of your health. Meal planning is my secret weapon for cooking fast and eating well. I'm so excited to share what I've learned on this journey. My goal is to inspire you with creative meals, realistic advice, as you've heard, and small steps that lead to big change. We need to stop having $1,100 months on groceries and takeouts. Join me in the kitchen. You can make home-cooked family dinners a reality. Let's get started on this meal planning stress-free journey together. If you're somebody who's interested in working with me, I'd love to be your coach. TheCEOsDiet.com is where you can find out about the program. And let's get things started. But for now, friends, that's all we've got for today's episode. You've been tuning in to the Lose Weight with Meal Planning podcast. I cannot wait to see you in the next episode or the meal prep audit. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites, tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching all the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk, and I'll see you in the next one.